You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. After California endured some of the driest winters on record, a wave of 9 atmospheric rivers in less than a month has buried the Sierra in an impressive blanket of snow. The satellite images being shared of our snowpack are really just quite stunning, and so are the numbers behind the images. As of this week, the snowpack in the central and the southern Sierra is above 250% of normal for this time of year, and that's according to DWR in California. And even with more snow came down last night, it begs the question, is too much a good thing? Under all of that snow are communities who live and work in the aftermath of each of these storms, which has also resulted in power outages, along with closures and dangerous conditions on some key roadways. We're going to hear directly from locals to learn how they fare during the intense rounds of weather. Joining us in a few minutes is Carol Chaplin with Visit Lake Tahoe. But first, we're going to hear from Alex Hunt, owner of Mountain Slice Cafe and Creamery in Tahoe City. Welcome back to Insight, Alex.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, you've joined us several times since 2020. You're kind of our bellwether for all things, you know, on the west shore of Tahoe. How are you and your community doing after the series of storms over the past month?
We are getting absolutely buried. But in all honesty, we definitely take it with open arms. We need it and we understand that. But it has been a lot.
Well, paint a picture, because a lot of us couldn't even get up there, even if people wanted to, because conditions were dangerous and people should have stayed put. So paint a picture of what Tahoe City looks like if we were to stand outside your shop right now.
Man, right now in town, it is, I mean, the snowbanks from all the parking lots and all the surrounding businesses are just sky high, up to about the top of the light posts. You can't really see a lot of the signs for the businesses. So luckily, a lot of people are relying on Google Maps to kind of take them exactly where they need to go, because if you're just driving around, you wouldn't be able to see a lot of these places from the road. It's just mounds of snow everywhere.
Yeah, and the snowpack is great when it comes to curbing the state's drought. It's the state's largest reservoir, so to speak. But how have these storms and the snowpack impacted both your daily life as a local and the business that you own?
So specifically where I live in Tahoma on the West Shore, we get a lot of snow here. And so we have just been dealing with having to get out of the neighborhood, which has been a daily battle. That's always fun. And you never know, what street you're going to be able to go down, because there's a lot of times a car is just stuck in the middle of the road. Someone's either abandoned it or there's a bunch of people trying to get it out from the middle of the road. And so you kind of have to go down a lot of side streets to figure out the best way to get out of the neighborhood. And so as far as our daily lives go, you know, where we live in Tahoma, we do deal with a lot of power outages. And so we're always stacking wood and gathering wood. We chop a lot of wood in the summertime, myself and my wife, and we stack that up in an area where we're still able to access it, even if we do have a lot of snow. And so we have to bring a lot of wood in during times of power outages and just make sure that we're prepared, have all our batteries charged and our backup battery packs and everything like that. And as far as the shop goes, the shop is the real thing with the shop is we are a small place and we're kind of tucked in the bottom floor of a two-story building, kind of under a staircase. And so we have to deal with a lot of just snow management in the front of the shop, kind of where to put the snow, maintaining our paths. And then because we are a street side storefront, technically, I'm responsible for my sidewalk out front there. So I have to maintain the sidewalk for the city, as well as the fire hydrant. We try to maintain that. However, big shout out to our fire department. They came and helped me shovel out the rest of it the other day. So that was really, that was awesome. But it's been fun. The big thing is just snow management, where to put all the snow that keeps coming in and how to keep everybody happy when they've spent 5, 6, 7 hours in their car trying to make it up to Tahoe and they just want a quick slice of pizza.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, it's snow. I mean, it can be so incredibly heavy, especially when it's on roofs. It can be damaging as well, not to mention just a lot of work to keep you and your home and your business safe. I mean, even public safety agencies around Tahoe earlier this week were warning of the dangers of the excessive snow loads that could damage gas lines and propane tanks. Was that a concern for you as well?
Not for us specifically at the shop. The big thing that's been kind of happening with these last few flurry of storms that we've had is it's been intermittent with rain. And so what's happening is a lot of the drains in the on the streets, a lot of the city drainage has been blocked because of the snow. And then when the rain comes and piles it up, it's kind of got nowhere to flow. And so a lot of it's backflowing into restaurants, or a lot of it's backflowing into parking lots. Or for us specifically, we were dealing with not really flooding in the shop, but flooding just outside the shop. And so maintaining those clear walkways so people can walk not only to the shop, but also on the sidewalk to make sure that they're not walking in the street, because the street just gets narrower, more narrow and more narrow as the snow piles up around it. And so we try to maintain that sidewalk. And that's really the big thing that we worry about. There are a lot of down power lines that happen with the trees that get real heavy and fall down. And so we do have to be on the lookout for that. But that's more so the power companies, they're pretty on top of their game up here. And as far as our power outages go, the longest one we've had has maybe been 4 or 5 hours, as opposed to a few days like it's been in the past. So it's been good this year so far in that
That's
regard.
good to hear. Did you have to close at all?
We had to close one day. We kind of do a little bit of a power outage protocol, where if we do lose power at the shop, because I am electric ovens at the shop, I can hold heat for a good 45 minutes in my oven, so I can still pump out a few pizzas. So we let people know that we can still take orders for a little bit. And then if the power doesn't kick back on, then we just have to make sure that we put all of the stuff, all of our perishables, either in a cooler that we can pack with snow, obviously from the outside, or just stuff that we have to throw away. But we try to minimize that the best we can. And so there's been one day where we've had to do that, but other than that, it's been good. There's been a lot of glitches and little power outages, for a minute or two here and there, but nothing substantial where it's really affected our business too much.
Given that you're originally from the East Coast, and then you opened up your shop in Tahoma, Tahoe City, in 2017, I believe, so about 5 years ago, how does this winter rank compared to other wintry events that you have experienced in your life?
We've had some good winters up here. Some big winters. Last winter was not really a big one. It just came all at once. And so it's a lot of that kind of similar vibe, where it's just, where do we put all the snow and what do we do with it? However, this has been more of an extended period of time. So I feel like we're really having to manage that for a lot longer of a period of time. And so in that regard, I feel like this winter, you said so yourself at the beginning of the program, we're 213% over the annual pack right now that we're supposed to be. So, we're going to be lasting well into the summertime, which is great for us. Keeps the water flowing in all the lakes and the rivers around here and whatnot. And so that's a big change from winters in the past. We deal with a lot of water shortages when it comes to the flowing of the Truckee River, and other surrounding lakes and creeks and streams. And so that has adverse effects down the line as well. And so with this big fall that we're seeing, it's definitely going to help out with that. And that's been the big kind of difference that we've seen from this winter than other winters past. I will say the lake has been looking pretty low these last couple of years. So this will be a nice little refill for it, and that makes us all happy around here for sure.
Yeah, an overdue boost, absolutely. Given that tourists are the backbone of the economy in Tahoe, but they can also present some challenges, what is your message for visitors who are eager to come up and enjoy the snow, but as you mentioned, may be a little frustrated with how long it takes to get up there?
So we love everybody that comes up. Obviously, like you said, it is the backbone. It's the heartbeat of our town. It's what keeps a lot of us going and keeps a lot of these jobs going for a lot of the locals that do live up here. So what I would say is to continue that positive flow of people coming in. Just make sure that the people that are coming in, that you guys are safe. Make sure that you have the equipment to make it up here. Know that there is a good chance you might get stuck in your car for a little bit. And if that does happen, make sure you have the proper supplies in your car to maintain that time safely that you're stuck in your car. And the big thing is don't push it. You know, there's the snow's going to be here for a long, long time. I'm telling you guys. So don't risk it. It's not worth it. If the risk outweighs the reward, then definitely, error on the side of caution. That's the big thing, is people just coming up in cars that either aren't adequate or not having chains, or thinking they can make it when they really can't. And we get it. You know, everybody wants to chase the powder, and especially because we have a lot of it now. But it will be here for a while. You know, make sure you can get up here safely. Make sure that you can keep getting up here safely, because we want to see you guys keep coming up here and helping us out and spending the money here in town. That definitely helps us as business owners, and it helps keep the local economy flowing. But we want to make sure that you guys can continue to do it. You know, maintaining your safety is a big thing of importance, for sure.
Finally, Alex, given that we've been checking in on you for 2 years now, since the beginning of the pandemic in early 2022, we have talked to you about a variety of issues and challenges, from the pandemic to wildfires to supply chain issues, inflation, you know, and now we're talking to you following a series of intense storms. How do you reflect on the past 2 years? What stands out to you?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to you guys. I really appreciate being on the show, and it's always a blast talking to you guys and giving my perspective from what I see in town. I feel like, you know, Mountain Slice tries to represent Tahoe City and Tahoe as a whole the best that we can and as true as we can. And when I look back on the last 2 years, it's been a roller coaster, but it's been a roller coaster for everybody, not just myself and not just for us up here. Granted, with, you know, the wildfires coupled with tourism being, you know, hit by, you know, struggled by with the wildfires, and then the snow now and everything like that, I feel like we do have, you know, a little bit of some special standards here that we have to kind of abide by and try to adapt to. And so the one thing I will say is the adaptability of our town and the people that live here are phenomenal, and a big shout out to our community and, helping out and staying positive in times that become very difficult and times that we really need to band together and show our support as a community for one another and for the country as a whole. And I feel like, you know, in these times, we really try to represent ourselves in a way that, you know, we are locals and we do love Tahoe and we do want to treat it as our home, and we want people to treat it as our home when they come up here as well. And so we just ask everyone to be respectful and just really, the last 2 years, it's been a struggle, but we made it and we're still making it. And everybody, you know, big thanks to everybody that's helped contribute to that.
Alex Hunt is the owner of Mountain Slice Cafe and Creamery on the West Shore. Thank you so much, Alex, as always.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. And hopefully I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, hopefully I'll go up and grab a slice one day.
Come grab a slice and check out the band, Two Pipe Down. Big shout out to my band. And thank you guys again. Love you guys so much.
You're listening to Insight here on CAF Radio. Now we want to bring in Carol Chaplin with Visit Lake Tahoe. Welcome to Insight, Carol.
Good morning, Vicki.
All right, so let's start with the glass half full. What has been the best part about the 3 weeks of snowfall and storms that you've seen in Tahoe?
Well, the mountains are in incredible condition right now. That's definitely glass half full. I was up at Heavenly just the day before yesterday, and we finally had some blue skies, and the vibe was so positive. I think we get about 300 days of sunshine a year, and I hadn't realized until I was up there skiing in the most incredible conditions how spoiled we are with that sunshine. You know, everybody was, you know, vitamin D, get it while you can.
Yeah, I think
we're starting to get a little bit of sunshine right now, but the mountains are in incredible condition. Alex said it well. As far as the lake goes, we've all been concerned about the lake level in the past couple of years. Obviously, we've experienced some fairly horrific wildfire in the last couple of years, and so that's always on our mind. And so, you know, it's all good. You know, it's more half full than half empty when you're shoveling for the second time in the day, the third time in the day. Maybe it doesn't feel quite that way, but at the end of it all, it's gorgeous. We've got snow for a long time, as Alex mentioned, and we've got a good season coming up after that.
What were some of the challenges? Because there is there is such thing as too much of a good thing. I mean, I would imagine there were some closures in Tahoe, vacation cancellations. So what have been some of the challenges that, you know, locals in the business community endured?
Well, I think, you know, the challenges come, you know, I've been up here for a long time. You don't even want to know how long. They probably should kick me out. But there's been years where we've gotten some gentle snow 4 or 5 days a week, and we've had these, you know, accumulations. This has kind of come fast and furious, you know, a couple inches an hour. And also Alex had mentioned, you know, the rain in between. So that adds challenges. You know, getting to work, getting home from work, the road closures you spoke of. We've had the highways closed for safety reasons, for either avalanche control, boulders, just the incredible slow go that you have to take in consideration in these kind of conditions. So, but you know, we live in a mountain town, and this is kind of what we do. I think that's the biggest challenge. That obviously we've had some ups and downs over the last couple of years. And so everybody, when we saw these snow patterns coming in, these winter weather patterns, everybody's going, yes, this is going to be a great visitor year. And then there's, as you mentioned, cancellations or rescheduling. Hopefully we make up for it, you know, in the next few weeks, people will know that the conditions are going to be great. And we'll probably, I don't want to put words in the ski resorts mouths necessarily, but I'm pretty sure that they will extend their seasons past the original close date. So we get that bonus as well.
Yeah, I am sure you're going to get some long overdue pent up tourists and visitors who want to enjoy and take in all of that snow. You touched upon this, like over the past couple of years. I mean, Tahoe has seen its fair share of weather or just climate related problems, from the Caldor fire to wildfire smoke from other wildfires and just extreme weather cycles like we just experienced, not to mention including drought. I mean, how are businesses really adapting to these weather changes? And I think more broadly, like, how is Tahoe's climate and the area's economic success, how is it interconnected?
Well, that's a great question. In so many ways, we're interconnected. You know, over 60% of our economy is based in tourism. And so we really depend on those people coming up, and we depend on that experience being really good. So, you know, the challenge under these situations and during the smoke, you know, incidences, is, you know, is it going to be a good experience for our visitor so that they'll want to come back, or they have a good memory of it? You know, that's part of the economic interaction with a guest, is not only just having them come here once, but having them come back again. So I think that we want everybody to have a good experience, and we want them to be safe and have fun and enjoy the outdoors just as much as we do, that the people that live here. You know, we are very dependent on tourism. It's changed over the last couple of years. So we have some different patterns that we're seeing, which are interesting. The adaptation that you talked about in terms of businesses. I was on the lift the other day with a couple of great guys from San Diego who are working remote this next couple of weeks.
While going down the slopes.
Exactly. They were on the chair, you know, and working. And you know, the flexibility in our work areas and our work environment is something that I think bodes well for our destination in particular. You can find a place to stay, you can work in the morning and ski in the afternoon, or vice versa. And that happens in the afternoon as well. So the adaptation is ongoing, and I think again that comes with that mountain town experience, is that we just never know what's going to happen next, and we brace ourselves and then we respond.
Well, thank you for sharing how y'all write it out. Carol Chaplin is the president and CEO of Visit Tahoe. Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Still ahead, we're going to speak with a classical composer and musician about finding her voice through mentorship to develop her sound. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.